们感谢神。
We thank God.
上礼拜二我们看到神在大卫身上的那一个带领。
Last week we saw God's guidance upon David.
他把约柜从俄别以东的家接回耶路撒冷。
David took the ark from the house of Obed-Edom to return to Jerusalem.
并且在耶路撒冷他不单是安置了神的约柜在那里。
And in Jerusalem, not only did David set the ark there,
他也安排了那个侍奉敬拜的一切的规矩。
But he has also made arrangements for the order of the service and worship.
我想还有一些话要在这一方面多说一下。
I want to spend some time to say a little bit more about this area.
那我们上次所看到的只是从会幕的服事进到圣殿的前奏的服事。
Last time, the service we saw was only the service in the tabernacle to the prelude before the temple.
或者说清楚一点，从旷野而进到应许地的服事。
To be more clear, that is only the service that has gone from the wilderness into the promised land.
那我们看到这里边有个很大的差别。
We can see there is a great distinction there.
在旷野的一段日子和起初进到迦南的那段日子。
From the wilderness and the early days when they entered into Canaan.
会幕里头的服事是重在敬拜，是重在那个献祭。
The focus of the service is emphasized in the offering.
但是等到约柜带回耶路撒冷的时候。
But now when the ark of the covenant is brought back to Jerusalem.
我们就看见那个服事就往前走了一步了。
We can see then the matter of service has taken a step further.
从献祭就进到敬拜了。
It is from sacrifice to worship.
但这个仍然是在旧约的日子。
Now this is still in the old covenant time.
等到圣殿给建造好。
After the temple was finished,
圣殿里边所有的一些安排仍然是根据大卫现在所做的那一个安排做基础。
All the arrangements of the temple, of the worship in the temple, is still based on the foundation of all these appointments by David.
当然在圣殿里头的敬拜是在安排上面来说是丰富多了。
Of course, in the arrangement, in the appointment of the worship in the temple is much more rich and full.
是扩大多了。
It is more grand.
也深厚多了。
It is also deeper.
但是那个基础仍然是大卫在把约柜接回耶路撒冷以后所做的安排。
But again, the foundation is on all the arrangement that was made by David after the Ark of the Covenant was taken back to Jerusalem.
那么神在人中间是把人一步一步的带到他自己的心意和目的里。
Now God leads man step by step into his heart, into his plan.
大卫所做的仍然没有脱离律法的这一个范围。
All that David did still was in the boundary of the law.
但是到了新约的时候呢？
But in the new covenant.
那神的带领又把属他的人带到更前的一步了。
The guidance of God takes man even a step further.
更靠近神的心意一步了。
To be even closer to the heart of God.
我想弟兄姊妹们一定会记得在约翰福音第四章里边提到我们的主跟那个撒玛利亚的妇人在叙扎井旁的那一段的对话。
I believe brothers and sisters still remember the conversation between our Lord and the Samaritan woman by the well in John chapter 4.
那一段对话一直到了对话的末了。
Now when the conversation drew to an end,
就好像给带到关乎敬拜神的事。
It seems as if it's brought to the focus of the matter of worship to God.
撒玛利亚的妇人就说，你们犹太人说，敬拜神应当在耶路撒冷。
The Samaritan woman said that you Jews say that worship ought to be in Jerusalem.
我们的祖宗说,
our fathers tell us, though, that our worship is in the mountain.
那好像, 那一个妇人要把那个话题转变一下, 不让主继续追她。
It seems like the Samaritan woman is trying to change the topic so the Lord cannot continue on the topic they were speaking of.
追她什么?
What is the Lord pursuing after her?
追她活在最终的那个事实。
Because the Lord was pursuing to the fact that she was living in sin.
主也没有在这一方面给她太难为情。
Of course, the Lord did not give her too much pressure to embarrass her.
而我们的主已点出了她的问题以后,
our Lord immediately pointed out the issue about her.
就顺着她所提的, 你说是敬拜, 那你就要来看看那个真正的敬拜。
And just follow her direction of the conversation. If you want to talk about worship, then let's talk about worship.
他说时候将到,
he says that time has come.
现在就是了,
it is now.
你们拜神,
when you worship God,
不再在耶路撒冷,
it is no longer Jerusalem,
也不再在山上,
or on the mountain.
那在哪里呢?
Where then?
不在耶路撒冷, 那犹太人没有敬拜的地方了。
If it's not in Jerusalem, then the Jews have no place of worship.
不在山上, 外邦人也没有敬拜的地方了。
If it is not on the mountain, then the Gentiles have no place of worship.
那是不是说在地上就不再需要有敬拜呢?
Does it mean that no longer is worship needed on earth?
当然不是。
Of course not.
那因着主这样的一代,
because the Lord shared,
就把那一个敬拜的真实的意义和实际交通出说清楚出来了。
The Lord made clear the purpose and the reality of worship.
他说你要讲敬拜,
if you want to talk about worship,
你首先要知道你敬拜的对象是谁。
You must first know who it is that you are worshiping.
你首先要知道你敬拜的对象是怎么样的一个对象。
You must first know the one who you are worshiping.
如果你不知道你敬拜的对象是什么,是谁,
if you do not know who or what you are worshiping,
那你敬拜什么呢?
Then what are you worshiping?
所以主就很清楚地在那里说,
so the Lord clearly says there,
你必须要看准,
you must see very clearly,
谁是灵?
God is spirit.
所以敬拜神的,
therefore, when you worship God,
必须要在心灵和诚实里头去拜他,
you must worship him in spirit and in truth.
因为父要这样的人去拜他,
because the Father seeks such to worship him.
我们从前已经提过了,
we have mentioned before.
你们要在灵和真和要是 心灵和诚实,
you must worship in spirit and in truth.
心灵就是灵,
the spirit is spirit.
诚实就是真理.
If you worship in sincerity and honesty, that is the
truth. 那你所说的诚实不是说到那个态度,
the sincerity or the there is not talking about attitude.
是说 你做这个事情的那个依据,
but it is the basis of what you are doing.
那你要真的要敬拜神的话,
if you want to truly worship God,
你不能坐在外头,
you cannot do it externally,
你也不能凭你自己的意识去做,
you cannot do it according to your own will,
你必须要在灵里头,
you must do it in spirit,
因为只有灵才能与神有交通,
because only you can have fellowship with God in spirit,
因为神是灵,
because God is spirit.
你如果不在灵里与神相遇,
if you do not meet God in spirit,
那你跟神中间是没有办法连接在一起的,
then there is no ways, no means by which you can be united with God.
所以你要敬拜神, 你必须要在灵里,
therefore if you worship God, you must do so in spirit.
那不单是要在灵里,
not only in spirit,
同时也都要在真理里,
also in truth.
真理乃是神自己的发表,
the truth is the manifestation of God.
也就是说, 你要按照神自己的性情来去敬拜他。
Other words, you have to worship God according to God's own nature.
那弟兄姊妹，这是非常清楚的一个指明。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very clear direction.
那很简单的来说。
Very simply put.
那一到了新约。
In the new covenant.
一到了主说的时间到了的时间。
When the Lord says, the time has come and it's now.
主的时间到了是什么时间？
When is it when the Lord said, the time is now?
那是主的救赎的工作做成了。
It is that redemption work of the Lord has been completed.
人和神中间的那一个交通的关系恢复了。
When the relationship of fellowship between God and man has been restored.
人和神中间再没有间隔了。
There's no more obstacle between God and man.
人与神可以面对面了。
Man is able to come face to face with God.
那在这样的一个光景的底下。
In this condition.
你要敬拜神。
If you want to worship God.
你就不能再借助灵以外的事物。
No longer can you use any other means besides
不管那个事物从前在圣殿里头是怎么的真实。
Even though perhaps that matter may be real and true in the temple before.
也不管这些事物在旧约的敬拜里头是怎么的不可少。
Regardless of how these things cannot lack in the old covenant under worship.
来到新约的日子。
In the days of the new covenant.
你必须看见那些旧约里头的事物，他们所承担的那一个任务已经完成了。
You must be able to see all the items, all the functions of the things in the Old Testament has already come to an end.
你不可能再留在旧约的那个光景里。
No longer can you remain in the condition of the Old Covenant.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这就是保罗在哥林多后书里面所说的。
This is what Paul says in 2 Corinthians.
我们不再是在仪文里头去侍奉神。
No longer do we serve God in ritual or in word.
我们乃是在灵里面去侍奉神。
But we serve God in spirit.
我们不但是在外面来侍奉神。
No longer do we serve God externally.
我们是在里边来侍奉神。
But we serve him inwardly.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter.
因为当主跟那个撒玛利亚妇人说到这个敬拜的事情的时候。
Because when the Lord said this matter of worship with the Samaritan woman.
他不是只说一次就不说了。
The Lord did not only say it once and finished.
他说一个意思接连说两次。
The Lord said this two times.
神就是需要这样的人去拜他。
This is the kind of worshiper that God is after.
什么样的人呢？
What kind of worshiper?
在灵和真理里头去拜他。
Those who worship him in spirit and in truth.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那弟兄说当我们进到新约里头的时候。
When we come to the new covenant.
我们看到那个敬拜真的是又带上一步了。
We can see that worship indeed takes a big step forward.
那特别我们看，特别我们看到在启示录的时候。
Especially when we see in Revelation.
神的灵把天上的敬拜都显明出来的时候。
When the Spirit of God reveals the worship that is in heaven.
我们真的是看见。
Indeed, we do see.
一个神所要的敬拜。
A worshiper that God is after.
真实的敬拜。
A true worship.
是与神面对面的。
Is worship that is face to face with God.
我们读启示录第四章第五章，我们就很清楚很清楚地看到了。
When we read Revelations 4 and 5, we see very clearly.
我们实在感谢神。
We thank God.
那当大卫把约柜搬回耶路撒冷的时候。
When David moved the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem.
神的灵就在那里带着他把敬拜带进一步靠近神。
The Spirit of God leads David a step further to bring worship one step closer to God.
那当然到了新约的时候就更靠近了。
Of course, in the new covenant, that is even closer.
因为我们看到圣殿那个幔子印在十字架上主所做的就已经裂开了。
Because we're able to see the veil in the temple has been divided in half through the finished work of the cross.
人进到至圣所的路打开了。
The way to the Holy of Holies now has been made open.
再没有任何的事物挡在人和神的当中了。
No longer is there any dividing wall obstacle that hinders man from coming face to face with God.
那我们怎么能了解大卫当时他做了这些敬拜的安排是在乎圣灵的那一个带领。
Now how do we realize all the appointments which David made in the worship is according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那除了我们上一次从十六章里头，他在神面前所唱的、颂赞的那个歌的内容的里边，我们看到他是一步一步的靠近神。
Now besides the worship we saw in chapter 16 of the song which David sang, step by step it leads David closer to God.
但是我们末了的时候也指出啊,
But at the end we also may mention,
尽管在耶路撒冷的敬拜上了轨道,
even though the worship in Jerusalem seems to have gone on the tracks,
但是在示罗的帐幕却是没有约柜。
But the tabernacle in Shiloh does not have the ark.
在神的见证的显出上面来说，还是不完整。
In the testimony of the Lord that is manifested, it is still not complete.
那现在我们接下去就看到了。
Now when we continue on, we will see.
如果你读列王记的话
，When you read Kings，
或者是你读读那个撒母耳记下的话
，Or if you read Second Samuel。
你看到这两个事情当中没有那么紧密的。
You will see that these two events are not so close together.
在列王记那边，在撒母耳记上的下的那一边，根本就不提到大卫怎么去安排这个会幕里头的服事。
In 2 Samuel, it doesn't even make mention at all of all the appointments which David made of the worship that is in the tabernacle.
但是历代志里边就说得很清楚。
Yet in Chronicles, it is very clear.
当大卫做了这许多的安排,
When David made all these appointments,
但神的见证还是不完美。
Yet the testimony of God is still not perfect.
所以到了十七章的时候
Therefore in chapter 17,
如果从历史的本身来说当中隔了一些事情
If we look at the historical time itself, there is some period of time that has passed.
但是因为历代志是神的做工的日记
But again, Chronicles is a recording of the daily journal of the work of God.
是中间虽然隔了一些事情，但是那是人间的事。
Even though time has elapsed amongst man's history, that is man's matter.
这不是神做工的次序。
This is not the order in which God works.
那现在十七章一来的时候
，Now in chapter 17,
我们就看到神做工的那个次序。
We can see then the order of God's work.
十六章的末了，你看到那个见证的上的分裂。
And the end of chapter 16, you're able to see there is a separation of the testimony of God.
17章大卫里边就接受了一个感动。
In chapter 17, David was moved within and he accepted this prompting.
推罗王帮助他给许多的物料让他建造宫殿。
The king of Tyre gave him much wood so that he is able to build his houses, his palaces.
这个事情在历代志里头整个的没有提起。
This was not mentioned at all in the other books.
但是一提就提到大卫已经住在自己的王宫里。
But now when it's made mention, it says that David is living in his house. He sat in his house.
当他住在王宫里的时候
And when he sat in his house,
他里头就有个感觉了。
He had this thought within.
这个感觉明显是圣灵在那里。做出来。
Very clearly, this is led by the Holy Spirit.
因为大卫里面的感觉是什么呢
？This is the thought David had within.
我不过是在地上一个国家里头做王。
Now I'm only a king in a nation on earth.
而这个国家也是一个小国家。
And this nation is also a small nation.
但是我就住在那么威王的王宫里。
No, I dwell in a house of cedars, this grand palace.
但是恩待我的神。
Yet the God who is gracious to me,
他是全地的神。
He is God of all the earth.
不但是全地的神。
Not only is he God of all the earth,
他也是天地的主。
He is also the Lord of heaven and earth.
他的约柜却住在一个帐幕里。
And that his house remains under curtains.
王宫是我的居所。
The palace is my house.
而神的居所却只不过就是一个帐幕。
Yet the house of God is only under curtains.
这个怎么可以呢
？How can this be?
所以他里面就有了一个带领。
Therefore, he had this guidance within.
他要为神建造一个威王的圣殿。
David wanted to make a majestic temple for God.
所以第二天他就跟先知拿单说这个事情。
So he said to the prophet Nathan about this.
拿单就很爽脆的就告诉他。
Very quickly then, Nathan just told David.
好，你有这个心意，你就做吧。
That's good. If you have this heart, do it.
那拿单这一个回答是非常合人的情理。
This response of Nathan is very reasonable according to man.
那按照人的情理来说，
Now according to man's reason,
这件事情不单是应该做，
This is not something that you should do,
并且要赶快做，
But you must do it quickly.
这是人的想法。
That's man's way of thinking.
那当大卫拿单是这样跟大卫说过了以后，
After Nathan said this to David,
神就向拿单说话了。
That same night, God spoke to Nathan.
啊，他对拿单怎么说呢？
God said,
他说，你告诉我仆人大卫，耶和华如此说，你不可建造殿宇给我居住。
God said to Nathan, Go and tell David my servant, Thus said of the Lord, Thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in.
自从我领以色列人出埃及直到今日，我未曾住过殿宇，乃是从这会幕到那会幕，从这帐幕到那帐幕。
For I have not dwelled in a house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day, for I have gone from tent to tent and from one tabernacle to another.
凡我从以色列人所走过的地方，我何曾向以色列的一个士师，就是我吩咐牧养我民的说，你为何不给我建造香柏木的殿宇呢？
Wheresoever I have walked with all Israel, spoke I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, Why have you not built a house of cedars?
那神借着拿单就向大卫说了这样的一些话。
Now these are the words that God spoke to David through Nathan.
那这些话就真是有意思。
These words are very meaningful.
如果我们不留意整个的过程，
If we do not take note of the entire process,
我们以为神并不需要圣殿。
We would think that God did not need the temple.
但是当我们了解整个过程，
But if we understand the entire process here,
我们又觉得神好像很忙碌。
We see that it seems like God is in conflict.
他不是不要圣殿。
It is not that God did not want the temple.
但是他又拒绝大卫给他盖圣殿。
Yet he also rejected David for David to build him a house.
这个事情是怎么调和的呢？
Now how is this in agreement?
那我们就要花点时间来把整个的事情弄清楚。
Then we have to spend some time to be clear on this entire matter.
首先，我想弟兄姊妹们要注意的。
First, I think brothers and sisters, you must take note.
那是神的心思是怎样的一个心思？
That is the heart of God. How is the heart of God like?
为什么刚才我补充说在新约里头敬拜的那一段话呢？
Now why did I beforehand share the words of worship in the new covenant?
和大卫现在所面对的那个事情有直接的关系。
Because it has a direct relationship to do with the matter that David is facing right now.
我们留意神对人的鉴察。
We can see God's examination of man.
神是看人的里面。
God searches inwardly.
神是先留意人的里面。
God first takes note of what's inside man.
那这个事情对别人来说也许是有点陌生。
Now to others, it might be strange or unfamiliar.
但是对大卫来说，他应该不陌生。
But as to David, he should not be unfamiliar.
因为当大卫受膏做王的时候，那一段历史的过程里头，就已经让神很清楚地发表了他这样的心思。
Because even from the point on the day when David was anointed king, God has already clearly made manifest his heart in this way.
我们都记得耶西把他的儿子们都叫来的时候。
We also recall when Jesse brought all his sons forward.
就是把大卫漏掉。
Jesse left David out.
也许耶西的 那些儿子们每一个都是非常有本领。
And perhaps all of Jesse's sons were very talented and capable.
都是一本人才的。
They were all very capable.
所以连撒母耳看见一个就认定这个是。
Even when Samuel saw a particular one, Samuel was sure this is the one.
神说不是。
God said no.
他看到第二个说，那这个定规是。
And when Samuel saw the second one, then he sure this is also the one.
神说你不是。
God also said no.
那他再看见的时候。
When Samuel saw again.
这个不可能不是。
And he said, this must be the one.
那神就跟他说了。
God said to him.
人是看外表。
That man looks at the appearance.
神是看人的内心。
But God looks at the heart.
人是看外面的动作。
Man looks at the external action.
神是看人里面的所事。
But God sees for man who he is within.
和所有。
And what he has.
那所以这个事情对大卫来说，大卫应该不陌生的。
Therefore, this matter with God is not unfamiliar with David.
那现在大卫起一个意思要给神建造圣殿。
Now David has this thought to build a house with God.
神就说我不要你建造圣殿。
God says, I do not want you to build a house for me.
那当然神告诉他是什么原因。
Of course, God also tells David what the reason is.
我们待会就看。
We'll see that later.
但是现在我们先要把神他自己的心思是怎样的一个心思要弄清楚。
But first, we want to be very clear on the heart which God has. How is that like?
因为神这样的一个心思不是在大卫给高为王的时候显明过。
Because this heart which God has was not only manifested at the time when David was appointed king.
在他要为神建造圣殿的事上又再一次的显明。
This heart of God, the way his heart is also manifested to us this time when David wants to make God a house.
并且继续一直到现在神还是这样的向我们显明。
Even until today, God continues to reveal His heart to us.
正因为是这样。
Because that is the way.
所以我们要把这个要把它弄清楚。
We must make this very clear.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
比方我们弟兄姊妹们一同在教会的生活里头学习蒙头的功课。
For example, when brothers and sisters all learn together this lesson of the head covering,
我们所强调的也是这个东西。
This is also what we focus on.
如果你没有里面的那个实际，你外面那个蒙头是没有意思的。
If you don't have the reality that is within, even if you have the head covering as a sign externally, it's meaningless.
但是你里面有了蒙头的那个实际。
But if you have the reality of to cover your head within,
你外面就要有一个表达来具体的说明那一个学习。
Then without, you will have an external sign to manifest you have this lesson that you have learned.
从旧约一直到新约。
From the old covenant to the new covenant.
我们都是看见神先看里面的实际。
We see that God always first look at the reality that is within.
然后才看外面的表明。
Then he sees what is manifested externally.
换一句话来说。
In other words,
神是看重里面所有的过于外面所显明的。
God regards what you have within more than what you manifest without.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
正因为这样。
It is because of that.
神的儿女们的属灵上的学习就有了一个界限。
There is a boundary for the spiritual lessons learned by the children of God.
因为按照人的天然。
Because according to man's nature.
人都喜欢外面的光彩。
Man delights to have the fame that is without.
人都喜欢外面的奉神。
God,
奉神。
Man likes to have the works to show without.
但是神完全不管这一套。
But God is not mindful of those things at all.
我们记得法利赛人来跟主谈话的时候。
We remember when the Pharisees came to speak to the Lord.
他先奉神主一下。
They first want to praise the Lord.
然后才给主一些难堪的事。
And then to give him some hardship, to give him some difficulty.
他是夫子啊，我们知道你是 不是情面的。
They said to him, "Teacher, we know that you do not take favor with men."
就是给主奉神一下。
And so they try to praise the Lord.
然后他就说了。
And then they said,
你说我们当税给该撒可以不可以？
They asked him, "Should we pay a tribute to Caesar?"
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很不容易。
Brothers and sisters, this is not an easy question to answer. If you stand in man's viewpoint, it's hard to answer.
你说可以,
if you say yes, you can,
那就是说,
that means
你准备做罗马帝国的顺民,
you want to be a very obedient citizen of Rome.
顺民应该是比citizen，一个不晓得该是什么词是比较合宜，不管他了，反正只问你议会就可以了。Then,
如果你说不可以, if the Lord's answer was no, you do not pay a tribute,
那你明明是反叛,
then that means
那个罗马帝国,
you're rebelling against the Roman Empire.
但是人的立场上, 你说是也不行, 你说不是也不行。
If you stand on man's viewpoint, whether you say yes or no, there's something against that. So this is a very difficult question. The Pharisees knew about this. So they want to uplift the Lord a little bit and then give him this difficult question. But thank God, he is the Son of God. There's nothing impossible with him.
相反的,这样的一个质问反倒把一个属灵的原则带了出来。
On the contrary, because of such a question, the Lord gives us a spiritual principle.
主说你们拿一个 银钱来嘛,
the Lord says, "Bring me a coin."
他们拿来了,
so they brought him a coin.
这上面的像和号是什么?
And so the Lord asked them, "Whose image is on this coin?"
该撒的,
this is Caesar's image.
主就说了,
the Lord said,
该撒的物归给该撒,
then render the matters of Caesar to Caesar.
神的物归给神,
and render to God what's due to God. You cannot mix it.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is that?
如果你要从看外面的话,
if you want to look at it externally,
那你就很难了。
It is very difficult.
做也不是，不做也不是。
Whether I do it or not, I have doubts.
但是神所看重的不是你外面做或者不做。
But what God regards is not whether you do it or not externally.
神所看重的是你里面有的是什么。
But what God regards is what you have within.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
大卫要说为神建造圣殿,
when David says, "I will build a house for God,"
神明明告诉他说,
God clearly said to David,
你不可以给我造圣殿,
you cannot build a house for me.
因为在这个时候造圣殿, 时间上不大合适,
because it is not appropriate for you to build a house now.
为什么呢?
Why?
弟兄姊妹们，我们留意, 大卫接下去做的那一大堆的事情, 你就
the brothers and sisters, so we take note of all the things that David does to come, then we'll understand.
我们先姑且这样说,
let us first say it this way.
你造一个圣殿干什么呢?
Why are you building the temple?
你说侍奉敬拜神啊?
To serve and worship God.
那神就会问了,
then God will ask,
你怎么来侍奉敬拜神呢?
How do you serve and worship God?
你侍奉敬拜神那个依据是什么呢?
What is the basis of your service and worship to God?
在那个时候都没有。
They didn't have one at that time.
那如果那个时候什么都没有,
if they did not have one at that time,
圣殿盖起来了,
after you finish the temple,
那圣殿跟在示罗那个帐幕有没有分别?
Then is there a difference with the temple and the tabernacle in Shiloh?
那示罗是没有, 没有约柜,
there is no ark in Shiloh.
但是没有侍奉和敬拜的实际的安排在哪里, 圣殿也不是一个空房子。
Yet, if there is no reality of the service of worship in the temple, then the temple is also an empty house.
从底下我们看到这样的一件事。
Later on, we will see.
但是神当时明显拒绝大卫建造圣殿的提议呢,
But very clearly, God rejected this notion which David had to build a house for him.
还有一个直接对大卫的理由。
There's also a very direct reason to David.
神明明说。
God clearly said,
你不合适。
You are not right.
你不是那个建造圣殿的人。
You are not the one to build a house.
你不合宜做圣殿。
It is not right for you to build a house.
弟兄姊妹，为什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, why is that?
在上边呢，我们就看到了。
Later on, we'll see.
那我们看看神说这个事情说了两次啊。
We see that God says this two times.
头一次是说在哪里呢？
Where did he say it the first time?
说在二十二章。
That is, he said it in chapter 22.
我们先翻到那里来看。
Let us first turn there.
第五节。
Verse 5.
大卫召了他儿子所罗门来，嘱咐他给耶和华以色列的神建造殿宇，对所罗门说，我儿啊，我心里本想为耶和华我神的名建造殿宇，只是耶和华的话临到我说，你流了多人的血，打了多次大仗，你不可为我的名建造殿宇，因为你在我眼前使多人的血流在地上。你要生一个儿子，他必做太平的人。然后第九节，他必为我的名建造殿宇。
That's verse 6 to verse 9 in 1 Chronicles chapter 22.
那这是头一次神说出大卫为什么神不要他建殿。
This is the first time it says why God did not want David to build the house.
在十七章里头，神说了，但是没有记下来。
God said it in chapter 17, but he did not record it.
到了二十二章，然后从大卫的口里重新把神向他说过的话说出来。
Now in chapter 22, David shares forth the spoken word of God to him, what was said to him by God.
不单止那里,
not only here,
28章,
also chapter
28. 22章是大卫对所罗门说的话。
The words in chapter 22 are words that David spoke to Solomon.
那28章是对全国的领袖说的话。
The words in chapter 28 are spoken to all the leaders of the nation.
这个领袖不是高级的领袖，凡是是做首领的，都在其内。
Now these leaders are not just high-ranking leaders, but anyone who is a leader are there.
他对他们说什么呢?
What did David say to them?
我们留意第三节。
Let us take note of verse 3.
只是神对我说，你不可为我的名建造殿宇，因你是战士，流了人的血。
But God said unto me, thou shalt not build a house for my name, because thou hast been a man of war and hast shed blood.
然后再看第六节。
And then verse 6.
耶和华对我说，你儿子所罗门必建造我的殿和院宇。
And he said unto me, Solomon thy son, he shall build my house and my courts.
我们看神上大卫说了那些这些话。
Now we see God says these words to David.
明明就告诉大卫说。
Clearly telling David.
你的见证不是最合宜。
It is because your testimony is not most appropriate.
换一句话来说。
In other words,
跟着上边十六章的那个意思来说。
If we follow the thought in chapter 16,
你里面的那个实际还不是很完全。
The reality you have within is still not very complete.
因为你没有办法表达神是那一个赐平安的神。
Because your testimony is not fully able to manifest the fact that God is a God of peace.
神说所罗门是他是平安的君王。
Because God says that Solomon is a prince of peace.
大卫你不是。
David, you are not.
你是征战的王。
You are the king of war.
虽然你为着神的名去征战，这个是神要做的事。
Even though this is what God wants to do because you have fought in the name of the Lord,
但是因着征战就流了人的血。
But because of warfare, you have shed much blood.
那因此这要表达神是赐平安的神的这一个事上面就不是很完美。
Now in this matter then, to manifest the fact is that God is a God who gives peace that is not very beautiful.
所以我不要你来做王,
Therefore,
建造圣殿。
I do not want you to build a house.
你儿子所罗门我可以用得上。
But I will use your son Solomon to build a house.
因为他实在是把平安带给神的百姓。
Because in fact, he is one who gives peace to the people.
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那这给我们看到。
This lets us see.
神在处理一切与他有关的事情，他是先从人的里面来着眼。
When God handles everything that has to do with his testimony, he first focuses within man.
里面过得来了。
If within is right,
外面才在那里显出神的使用。
Then God will manifest his use externally.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他这样的表达从开始到末了，就是从起初一直到末后都没有更改。
God has never changed how he manifests this way of his from the beginning to the end, from the first to the last.
也就是说从创世纪到启示录没有更改。
That is, God has not changed from Genesis to Revelation.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当神这样说出了这些话的时候，
When God says these words,
我们就看到神让大卫领会神不能用他的两个理由。
We can see, on the one hand, God shows David two reasons why God cannot use David to build a house.
那一个理由就是说，
One reason is,
你流人血太多，所以不具备这个建造圣殿。
You have shed blood abundantly, and you are not equipped to build a house in this way.
第二个就是说，
The other is,
我不要你建造圣殿，不等于我不要圣殿。
I do not use you to build a house, but that does not mean I do not want the temple.
我是要有个圣殿。
I do want the temple.
但是必须是一个很合宜的表达神住在人中间的那一个人显明出来，他才是合宜为神建造圣殿的人。
But it must be very appropriate that the one building the house of God to manifest the fact that God dwells amongst men must be built by one who will be manifesting that fact.
提到神需要一个殿。
When we mention about this matter that God desires for the temple,
我们很早很早就已经留意了。
We can take note of that very long ago.
因为在雅各逃避他哥哥在伯特利睡着的那个晚上。
Because even when Jacob was fleeing from Esau and he slept at Bethel,
神已经把神需要一个殿了，或者说神需要一个家这样的心思给雅各领会。
God even let Jacob understand this fact that God desires a temple or a house at that place.
然后在出埃及的时候，神就更明说了，你要为我建造一个会幕，使我可以住在你们中间。
It was even more evidently spoken by God when he took the people out of Egypt that God told them, you must make a tabernacle for me so I can dwell in your midst.
那现在到了大卫做王要为神建造殿宇的时候，
Now when David is king and he wants to build a house for God,
神一面是没有答应大卫这样做，
On the one hand, God did not agree for David to build it,
但另一面神也就说出他人是需要这个殿。
But on the other hand, God also mentions the fact that he desires for such a temple.
那如果我们把整个殿的那个前因后果，或者说它的历史的发展。
Now, if we look at the development of the temple and how it come to being,
你看到神一直是需要 在地上得着一个殿。
Now we see that God continues to desire to, for himself to gain a temple on earth.
但是在没有条件建殿的时候，谁也不勉强。
But when there's,
要做一个空壳子出来。
But when there's not the condition that is met for the temple to be built, God will not force it so that there will be an empty shell that is built.
甚至合宜的时间，神就说出让人来为他建造居所。
Therefore, in the due time, in the proper time, God will tell man he desires for habitation.
这一个殿的历史。
This is the history of the temple.
从雅各的梦。
From the dream of Jacob.
到会幕。
From, to the tabernacle.
从会幕。从会幕。
From the tabernacle.
到圣殿。
To the temple.
然后从圣殿。
Then from the temple
到新约的教会
to the church in the new covenant
从新约的到教会
from the church in the new covenant
到了新天新地的时候神和羔羊自己成为殿
to the time of new heaven and new earth when God and the Lamb they themselves are the temple
弟兄姊妹你看到整个那个殿的历史的过去和以后的发展
Brothers and sisters, you can see this is the whole development of the temple from the past to the future.
神心里头非常迫切的需要的殿
God desires so urgently in his heart for a temple.
但是神不勉强在没有条件得着殿的时候他要人来给他建殿
But God is not forceful to gain the temple for man to build him a temple when the time is not right.
我们留意神用拿单去回答大卫这个心意开头那一段话
We can take note of the first words that God has for Nathan to say to David in response.
他说自从我领以色列人出埃及直到今日我未曾住过殿宇乃是从这会幕到那会幕从这帐幕到那帐幕
He says that I have not dwelt in the house since the day I brought up Israel unto this day I have gone from tent to tent and from one tabernacle to another
啊，我陪伴着士师们走过了许多的路程
I have walked with the judges too many days
我也没有向他们一个说为我建造一个殿
I have never made known to them for them to build me a house
那神不需要殿了。
Now does that God mean that God does not need the temple?
有会幕就可以了。
It's fine to have the tabernacle.
有个帐幕在那里就行了。
As long as there is a tent there.
神不需要殿了。
God does not need the temple.
但是你读下去的时候，你就觉得神需要殿。
But when you read on, you discover God desires for the temple.
那个问题的焦点在哪里？
Then where is the issue, the focal point of the issue?
就是回到神要一个殿。但是这个殿一定是里外是一致的。
But it is that God desires for the temple, but again we go back to that issue that this temple must right be right without and within.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
当所罗门要建造这个殿的时候
，When Solomon is to build the temple,
他怎么说呢
？What did Solomon say?
二十二章。
It's chapter 22.
大卫第四节
Verse 4.
大卫说我儿子所罗门还年幼娇嫩要为耶和华建造的殿宇必须高大威王使名誉荣耀传遍万国。
And David said, Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house that is to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent of fame and of glory through all the countries.
这个是殿的外殿。
This is what's external of the temple.
但大卫要神要为神建造一个殿，就是建造一个这样的殿。
This is the temple which David wants to build for the Lord. This type externally.
当然，在表达上面来说，神也需要这样的一个殿。
Of course, externally speaking, God also desires needs for such a temple.
但是这一个表明，神并不是让人有一个错觉。以为物质的外表就可以说明神里边的意思。
But God does not desire for man to have this misunderstanding that the external manifestation of the material would manifest what is within.
所以他跟大卫说那段话，我从哪里向你们要求过 要为我建造一个香柏木的殿宇。
So when God says to David, when have I ever made known to you for you to build me a house of cedars?
现在只要你们能很准确地活在我的面前，我就可以安息了。
But as long as you are able to live rightly before me, then I'm able to have rest.
我就是如同有了居所了。
Then it will be as if I have a dwelling place.
所以现在你不要为我建造殿宇。
So you don't need to build me a house now.
等你儿子出来的时候我才用它。
But I will wait for your son and he will build a house for me.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看到神不是不需要殿。
We see that it is not that God does not want the temple.
但是神所要的是一个真正的殿。
But what God desires is a true temple.
有实际的殿。
It is a temple, there is reality.
不是只要一个有外表的殿。
Not only a temple that is external.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他是这样的带着大卫。
He leads David in this way.
所以我们再往下看的时候。
So if we read on.
你就看到了。
You will see.
大卫在余下的日子做了两件事。
And the remaining days of David, he did two things.
是与圣殿有关的。
Which has to do with the temple.
头一件事情。
The first thing.
为圣殿预备建造的材料。
He prepared all the materials needed for the building of the temple.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
安排圣殿里头。那个侍奉敬拜的次序。
David made appointment the order of the service and worship that is in the temple.
如果我们从历代志里面看下去。
If we read on in Chronicles.
在列王记没有提都没有提，在撒母耳记下田提都没提的事。在历代志里头提的非常的详细。
This was not even mentioned in the Kings in 2 Samuel, but in Chronicles it is in detail here.
是什么事呢？
What is that?
圣殿里头的侍奉和敬拜的安排。
It is all the appointments of the service and worship that is in the temple.
这个是圣殿的真实的内容。
Now that is the true content of the temple.
如果一个圣殿美是美，但是里面没有侍奉和敬拜的实际。
Now if there is a temple and as beautiful as the temple may be,But when there is no reality of worship in the temple,
那这个圣殿就比不上在旷野的会幕。
Then such a temple will be compared to just the tabernacle that is in the wilderness.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那神就是这样的来让大卫领会神的心意。
This is how God allowed for David to come to know his desire.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那一神这样的拒绝大卫的好意。
When God refuses this good intention of David,
很宝贝。
It is very precious.
大卫没有灰心，也没有失望。
David was not dismayed, was not discouraged.
那这些事情在撒母耳记下和历代志上都提到的，我们就不重复了。
These things I may mention.In 2 Samuel and in Kings, so we don't repeat it.
我们在历代志里边所交通是交通那两卷书上头所没有着重的。
What we share in Chronicles is what is not focused on, emphasized in other two recordings of Kings and 2 Samuel.
但是我们不能不在这里提到大卫的反应。
But we must make mention of David's response here.
如果按照一般人来说
If in general
你抱着一个非常好的美意
If you have such a good intention
要为某某人来做一点事
That you want to do such a good thing for so and so
他不领情
Yet they refuse it
他拒绝了你
They reject you
那弟兄姊妹们
Now brothers and sisters
一般来说
In general
这个人就里头就会受伤。
Then within this person will be hurt.
这个受伤啊，就会叫他灰心、失望、上胆了。
This hurt will cause this person to be dismayed, discouraged, and disappointed.
祖上甚至是退后了。
Even to a point that he will backslide.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
大卫 没有这种反应。
David did not have such a response.
当神是这样拒绝他的时候，
When God rejected him this way,
他相反的就更进到神的面前。
On the contrary, David went deeper into God.
我们留意17章大卫在神面前的祷告。
We can take note of the prayer of David in chapter 17.
我们不详细说了。
We won't go into detail.
因为我们从前在列王记的时候说过。
Because we mentioned this in Kings before.
你看到他完全的服在神的权柄的地上。
You can see David completely submits under the authority of God.
同时也绝对的承认我就是不配的。
At the same time, David acknowledges the fact, yes, I am unworthy.
我能有今天完全是神的恩典的和神的抬举。
Even that I'm able to have such a day as today in this way that it is by God's grace and His uplifting.
但他不但不是只是嘴巴里头这样说。
Now David not only said this with his lips.
他嘴巴里头是这样说。
He said it.
他实际里头也真的是这样做。
But in fact, that is what he did in reality.
所以你就看到他开始做一些事情。
So then you can see David begins to do certain things.
神啊。
He says, O Lord,
你不给我替你建造圣殿。
You do not allow for me to build a house for you.
但是你怎么允许我为着建造圣殿来预备各方面的需要吧。
But please do allow me to prepare materials for the need of the temple.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
大卫就存着这样的一个心思活在神的面前来走完他余下的年日。
This is the heart, the desire which David has to live his remaining days.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那因此当我们一留意到这些事情的时候。
So when we take note of these things.
从十八章开始到末了历代志上的末了。
Starting with chapter 18 to the end of 1 Chronicles.
我们就看到一些事情。
We'll see some things.
是。我们很容易忽略的。
These things that we can be very careless about.
但是如果主叫我们不忽略的话。
But if the Lord does not allow us to neglect them.
那我们就看见那个一个很严肃的问题。
Then we'll see something that is very serious.
因为从十八章、十九章一直下去到二十章。
Because starting from chapters 18, 19 and 20,
二十一章
，Chapter 21，
这都好像是和以色列人当年的征战有关系的记录。
All these recordings seems to do with all of the warfare of the Israelites during those days.
然后从二十二章开始到历代志上的末了。
And then starting with Chapter 22 to the end of First Chronicles.
都是和圣殿的建造的预备有直接关系的记录。
Has to be do with recordings that are of all the preparations for the building of the temple.
这两件事情都是大事。
These two are great things.
头一件事情是国的问题。
The first has to do with the kingdom.
第二件事情是殿的问题。
The second matter has to do with the temple.
那说到国，乃是神在地上所要显明的那个国。
Now when we speak of the kingdom, we are speaking of a kingdom which God desires to manifest on earth.
要借着大卫在以色列当中的建立来表达。
It is a kingdom which God will establish to be manifested through David.
那说到殿,
when we speak of the temple,
那是说到神和人的关系完全的调整。
We speak of the harmony that is the reconciliation of the relationship between God and man.
并且是调整到完全的地步。
It has been reconciled to a point where it is now perfect.
那如果我们掌握了这样的一个事情，
if we grasp hold of this matter,
我们看底下的那些就不是单单看历史。
Then when we read on, we will not only see history.
而我们就看到底下所提到的，原来是一个属灵的征战的。很隐秘的在哪里进行。
When we read on, then we'll discover it is a spiritual warfare that is taking place there, though very hiddenly.
所以从征战的事上面来看。
Therefore, when we look at the matters of the warfare,
那从十八章开始到二十二
starting with chapter 18 to 22,
因为里边所提到的事情
because all these things mentioned,
在撒母耳记和列王记里边都我们过去都 提过了
we have made mention before in 2 Samuel and in the Kings.
所以在历史的过程的 那一方面我们借此不交通。
So in the process of the history itself, we won't share during this time.
我们要交通是交通那两卷书没有提的。
But what we'll fellowship on is what is not mentioned in those two other books.
那我们先来留意这个大前提。
Now, let us first take note of this premise.
从十八章一直到历代至上的末了。
From chapter 18 to the end of 1 Chronicles.
是说出了两件事情。
It speaks of these two things.
一个是以色列的国权的巩固。
One is the strengthening of the national power of Israel.
另外一件事情呢，乃是建造圣殿的准备。
And the other matter speaks on the preparation for the temple.
那如果我们这两件事情当中也有互相连接的。
Now, even though it is these two things, but there are other things that are united, related to these two premises.
我先简略的提到这两件事情。
I will first make mention lightly on these two things.
我不是提它的过程。
I'm not going in the process.
我是提它背后的故事。
But I'm pointing out the story behind these things.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
从十八章开始，这连就是记载那些。示威的列国对以色列的践踏。
Take note of starting with chapter 18, it records for us all the nations around Israel and the trampling that they tried to do to Israel.
为什么？
Why?
大卫把以色列国建立了以后，那么许许多多的践踏的事情发生。
Why is it that after David has established the kingdom of Israel, now all these things take place?
尤其是在十九章
especially in chapter 19
以色列和亚门原来是蛮要好的
now Israel and Ammon were close and they were they were friendly
等到亚门的老王死掉了一个嫩皇起来的时候他就要跟以色列过不去了
But why is it the older king of Ammon died and his son reigned in his stead, yet they did not get along with Israel?
因着这一次的过不去就引出了底下一连串的那些征战的事情。
And because of that, it brought to all the episodes of war to come.
那弟兄姊妹们
Now, brothers and sisters,
如果我们要看他背后的故事
if we want to look at the story behind this,
你很清楚可以看见
very clearly you will see,
这是撒旦要来对付神在以色列所显明的那个国度的安排。
Of course, then we can see this is Satan's attack and behind it to deal with the establishment of the kingdom of Israel and the arrangement of God there.
弟兄姊妹，这个背后的安排啊。不是只是大卫的日子是这样的。
Now, brothers and sisters, realize this arrangement is not only taking place during the days of David.
我们看到旧约很整个的旧的历史都是跟这样的一个背后的故事有关的。
We can see throughout the recording in the Old Covenant, things like this are similar with the stories behind the scene.
你看埃及人要把以色列灭族。
We can see how the Egyptians wanted to destroy all of Israel.
你就看到这个问题来了。
We'll see the same thing.
以斯帖记上面，犹大人要给灭绝，那也是这个问题啊。
It is also the same issue in Esther when we see that they wanted to destroy all the Jews.
你一直看到近代。
Even in the recent history.
你还是看到这个问题。
We see the same issue.
希特勒的德国什么民族不对付就是要对付以色列
Hitler and Germany they didn't want to deal with any other nation except Israel
什么原因
Why
到现在亚拉伯国家拼命的对付以色列，什么原因？
Even to now, the nations of the Arabs, they want to deal with Israel. Why?
如果你只看外面的历史的过程，你什么都看不到。
If we look at the external historical event, we don't see anything.
你说这就是民族间的恩怨了。
We say this is only the warfare between the nations.
但是你回到神的话里头。
But when we go back to the Word of God, we can see the story behind it.
撒旦一直要把神的国度在地上显明了的那一条线索来截断。
Satan repeatedly wants to cut off the way in which God wants to manifest His kingdom on earth.
所以我们看到，当以色列国安定下来的时候，这许多的事情就来了。
Therefore, we see after the nation of Israel settled, all these things take place.
不过我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
当这些事情发生的时候，
when these things take place,
没有叫以色列在那一个时候给压倒。
There is nothing that during that time that's able to suppress Israel.
反倒让大卫在神要他做的事上面，他有了很明确的受带领。
But on the contrary, it gave David a very clear guidance on the things which God wanted him to do.
那如果我们留意到这个背后的故事，
Now we take note of the stories behind all of this.
你看18-21
You read chapter 18-21.
以色列人打了好多仗。
Israel fought many battles.
每一场仗的那个经过都不一样。
All the events that take place are different.
但是那个结果就是，
But the result is,
以色列人大获全胜。
The Israelites has complete victory.
这里就说出一个问题。
Here it gives us this
issue then. 是耶和华使他们得胜。
It is the Lord God who gives them the victory.
是谁得胜呢？
Who is victorious?
是大卫得胜。
It made David victorious.
不是说以色列得胜。
No, it is not that.
是说大卫得胜。
Israel was victorious, but David was victorious.
那所以就这么你还讲，你看从文字上面你看到。
So brothers and sisters, from the letter of the word, you can see
这个征战的事情是整个以色列去应付的。
It is the entire nation of Israel that fought.
但是背后的故事呢？
But the story behind
对着大卫一个人。
It is pointed at David.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
仇敌的手是有这样的动作。
The hand of the enemy takes these actions.
但是仇敌的手，
But the hand of the enemy
却是叫大卫能按照神的心意来做成神所要做的事。
But God is able to use that to help David to do the things which God desire for him to do.
诗篇上的那一句话真是有，是大卫的诗，很有意思。
The words in Psalms is the Psalm of David. They are very meaningful.
是大卫从许多的经历里头看见的。
This is through all the many experiences of David that he is able to see this.
是什么话呢？
What words are those?
人的愤怒。
The wrath of man
要成全你的荣美。
Is to perfect the work of God.
人的愚怒你要禁止。
That God will put an end to man's anger.
现在我们就看见人的愤怒要成全神的荣美。
Now we're able to see that the wrath of man is able to perfect the work of God.
十八章你留意一件事。
Pay attention to chapter 18.
这个是撒母耳记上没有记载的。
This is what is not recorded in Samuel.
弟兄姊妹注意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
第八节。
Verse 8.
大卫又从属哈大利十八章的大卫又从属哈大利谢的提巴和军二城中夺取了许多的铜，后来所罗门用尺制造铜海、铜柱和一切的铜器。
Likewise from Tibhath and from Chun, cities of Hadarezer brought David very much brass, wherewith theySolomon made the brazen sea and the pillars and the vessels of brass.
然后十一节。
Verse
11. 大卫王将这些器皿并从各国夺来的金银，就是从以东、摩亚、亚门、非利士、亚玛利人所夺来的，都分别为圣，献给耶和华。
Then also King David dedicated unto the Lord with the silver and the gold that he brought from all these nations, from Edom and from Moab and from the children of Ammon and from the Philistines and from Amalek.
那以后我们就看到大卫怎么处理这些个战利品。
Later on, we can see how David handles all of this spoil.
全都用在圣殿的建造上。
They're all used for the building of the temple.
这是头一件事情。
This is the first thing.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
那你又看到背后的故事。
You can see the story behind again.
那现在呢？撒旦激动周围的列国来对付以色列。
Satan provokes all the nations around Israel to deal against Israel.
都给神挡住了。
It was hindered by God.
那么当然，在人的眼中看来。这个功劳是大卫的。
Of course, in man's view, this victory, this merit is David's.
当人是这样看，也无可可厚非了。
Of course, there's nothing bad to say about this.
因为大卫确实在有他的一份在神的面前。
Because David does have his portion before God.
但弟兄姊妹，你留意。
My brothers and sisters, take note.
当仇敌没有办法用视为列国的那个暴力来压杀以色列的。
When the enemy no longer is able to use all the violence, all the force surrounding Israel to try to suppress Israel,
他要转用另外的方法。
He uses then another way.
21章你看到。
Chapter 21, we can see.
撒旦起来攻击以色列。
Satan stood up against Israel.
那前头的那些事情跟撒旦有没有关系呢？
Now the things before, do they have anything to do with Satan?
没有说。
It did not say.
但是我们绝对有理由相信脱不了他的关系。
But absolutely, we have reason to believe it has something to do with him.
现在你就看到他露出本相来了。
Now you can just see it outrightly.
在撒母耳记里头没有提是撒旦发起。
In Samuel, it did not mention that it was Satan who provoked it.
只是说大卫要数点民数。
It only says David wanted to number Israel.
历代志就把那个背后的故事说出来了。
But Chronicles tells us the story behind.
那个事情的起源是撒旦。
It is Satan who is the origin, who is behind this.
他激动大卫。
He provoked David.
因着连长的得胜。
Because of all these continual victories,
人的傲气就出来了。
Then man's pride rose up.
哎呀，他就起一个念头。
David then had this thought.
数点一下，我以色列究竟有多少能打仗的勇士。
I must number Israel to see how many warriors that I have.
约押当时阻挡他。
Joab said no to him.
约押里边知道我们的胜不在乎我们人多人少。
Joab knows that the victory is not depending on how great their number is.
因为他是做元帅，打一场每打一场仗回来，他都知道那个胜败的原因在哪里。
Now because Joab was the general, the commander, so every victory, every battle, he knows what happens.
所以他要阻挡大卫。
But he wants to stop David.
他说神帮助我们就够了。
He says, as long as the Lord help us, that is enough.
神扎增我们的人数就够了。
As long as the Lord increases our number.
我们不需要得着那个实际的那个数字来叫我们有所夸。
We don't need the actual number so that we can boast.
结果大卫硬是要做这个事。
But David insisted to do this.
因为撒旦在背后在那里一定一直的在那里激动他。
Because Satan was behind provoking him.
那结果就也来神的对付。
So it brought about the God being displeased.
感谢神。
Thank God.
当神的对付一来，大卫里面就苏醒了。
When God's dealing came, immediately David was awakened.
他就立刻按着他所该做的在神面前就悔改。
Immediately he repented on what he should do.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果说大卫悔改，
If we say that David repented,
那当时就是说他去献赎罪祭,
then we say that he went to offer a sin offering.
这也实在是解决当时的那一个神用瘟疫来攻击他,
this also put an end to the pestilence that God used as discipline for Israel.
但是我们感谢神的,
but we thank God
是因着这一件事情,
because of this,
弟兄姊妹你能发觉一个问题,
brothers and sisters,
解决了,
you discover one issue was solved. It has to do with the temple.
那上面那个征战是解决, 圣殿所用的材料,
now all the battles had to do with the material for the temple.
现在撒旦激动大卫数点民数呢?
Now when Satan provokes David to number Israel,
因着大卫的悔改,
because of the repentance of David,
转回来寻求神的赦免,
to seek the forgiveness of God,
他就领会了一个启示,
he had received this revelation.
圣殿的地点就是在这里,
this is the location for the temple.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这真是叫我们看见,
indeed we can see.
人的怒气 要成全你的荣美,
it is the wrath of man to perfect the work of God.
人的愚怒你要禁止,
and God will put an end to the anger of man.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
尽管在背后的故事里头, 你一直看见撒旦的手在那里插进来,
even though throughout we can see it is Satan's hand who tried to intervene,
但是每一件事情都成了神的祝福临到大卫,
but it all became the blessing of God upon David.
而不单是临到大卫,
not only to David,
是临到神的百姓,
but also to the people of God.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
这个背后的故事没有停在当年,
these stories behind, they not only end there,
一直到今天,
even until
today,
还是在那里进行的, the stories behind the situation is also at hand.
当然主给我们能看见背后的故事,
may God allow for us to see the story behind each thing.
我想我们今天晚上我们就交通到这了,
I think we'll end here tonight.